Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 43, I Wish I Knew. Hello, welcome back to Unapologetically You. So in this episode, I want to share a little poem, and the poem is called I Wish I Knew. My reason for this is it was shared with me recently. Someone had tagged me in the post, a regular listener of the podcast as well. So if they'll know who they are, if you're listening, hi. And they noticed the poem, they read the poem and said that it reminded them of kind of me and all about the becoming unapologetically you that we talk about. So I thought, how lovely would it be to actually share that here? It's a lovely poem, and I thought it'd be really nice to read that out to you, to share it with you, and also to come back onto a couple of the points that it shares. So the poem is by Donna Ashworth, and it's called I Wish I Knew. And doesn't Donna do the most amazing poems and readings and things? She's got some beautiful, beautiful poetry that she's written. I do love them. So I'd heard of her already, and then to hear of this and that it brought a reminder of becoming unapologetically ourselves and being our unapologetic selves was just beautiful. I wish I knew. I wish I knew from the start that self-esteem is a homegrown virtue, and that you should never plant those precious seeds in someone else's garden. I wish I knew at every step that all those seeds really require in order to bloom is approval from yourself. Yes, I wish I knew way back then that self-approval is their sunlight, peace is their soil, and love is their rain. And all the other things can come and go like the seasons and the wind. I wish I knew all along that those seeds can grow so tall, so strong, and so fierce, like the most beautiful sunflowers, if the conditions are right. Or they can wither away to weed and husk if neglected. I wish I knew that no matter how much of the world I scoured, I would not find a better garden than the one I could grow myself, if only I knew how. And I wish for you to know this too, so you can grow and water you. Isn't that beautiful? And I love hearing and reading things, as I've shared before, in the way of an analogy, of a metaphor, and how beautiful to imagine it as our garden. And it's so true that that garden of ours is where we should be planting our seeds. I love that analogy that we shouldn't plant those seeds in someone else's garden, precious seeds, I might add, in someone else's garden. And by the way of people-pleasing, trying to do what we think other people want us to do, trying to be the person we think other people want us to be. And sometimes that's not even necessarily other people asking that, it's just our own minds, our own self-esteem, as it mentions, that believes that we need to be a certain way, that we need to do a certain thing, be a certain type of person, and this type of person will be the type of person that other people will approve of, will be the type of person that has more friends, that has amazing relationships that gets the relationship that we want in life because we're that right person, that perfect person. But all of that, planting those seeds in someone else's garden, is not what's ever going to allow our garden to bloom. Our garden will feel neglected. Actually, once we switch that and plant those precious seeds in our own garden, to see those flowers bloom in our own garden, that's when we build those better connections. That's when we reach and achieve those beautiful things we want in life. Because actually then, rather than someone just seeing that we're planting in their garden and perhaps taking advantage of that, or perhaps not being too bothered, almost expecting that, instead, when they can see that we're planting in our own garden, they begin to look over the fence and to see, actually, I like that. I want some of that. That garden's beautiful. People are actually drawn to us so much more. It's so fascinating, isn't it? It's the complete opposite to what we sometimes think or consider. We worry too much about what other people think, but actually, if we're just ourselves, then we don't need to worry about the rest, because that all just comes naturally. We give off this energy, this air of, I'm comfortable with who I am. I am who I am. I accept myself. This is okay. This is who I am. And as I mentioned before, it's a beautiful thing. So self-approval, is there sunlight? So how can we begin to cultivate and create and hone and harness that self-approval for who we are? And that is accepting that we're not perfect. That's accepting our flaws. That's accepting the past, all of that, but still allowing our self-approval. Peace is their soil. To keep that peace for ourselves, to have peace as the foundation, to know that we don't need to get caught up in any dramas. We don't need to look anywhere else for happiness. And actually, peace is found right there, right underneath our feet. If we're not looking elsewhere or externally for happiness or for validation or anything else, then the peace is already there. And love is their reign. Again, a beautiful one. We can always give out love, kindness, compassion. The more we give it out, the more we get it back. But also, we don't need to change who we are if we're not getting that back. We don't need to not give out love because we don't believe someone else will appreciate it or give it back or anything else. We can still give love and consideration and care and kindness to other people. As I mentioned, we don't need to let that change who we are. Know that you're always doing the right thing for you and being who you are. And I love that at the end. I wish I knew that no matter how much of the world I scoured, I would not find a better garden than the one I could grow myself. So this episode is that reminder to look at your garden. How can you water the seeds in your garden? How can you make sure the sun is pouring on your garden? How can you make sure that the flowers are blooming, that you're feeling nourished, that you're allowing growth, beauty, peace, love, all of those things, that it's never anywhere else but in your own garden that you can cultivate and create yourself? Thank you so much to the wonderful person who shared that and tagged that. And I do agree, I think it's such a beautiful little poem that is about us being our unapologetic self, being who we are. And that's why I thought it was great to, as I mentioned, share that reading and expand on a couple of the things I loved within that and how it can relate to us being our unapologetic self. Funnily enough, I often use the term about us beginning to bloom myself, because I do see it as almost us being that flower that, you know, going from the seed, going from a little sprout in the ground. And when we are nurtured, watered, nourished, that's when we do begin to bloom. And I see us almost like the flower that can be sometimes closed up, And actually, when we begin to really focus on that self-love, that self-belief, that self-appreciation, when we begin to allow us to be who we are, then we do begin to bloom. And I see that as the flower unraveling, opening, blooming, expanding, just petal after petal, just opening up, just going into full bloom, becoming wide and open. And it's a beautiful thing. And on that note, I do have some sessions coming up that are called Time to Bloom. It links perfectly with this time of year, which is spring, which is coming into spring. And one reason why I felt it a relevant time to have these sessions at the time of spring, linking to the exact analogy that I just shared, allowing us to bloom open and bloom into who we are and who we were always meant to be. So take a look at my website, clairecockle.com, and you'll see the sessions there under Work With Me and online courses and workshops. And there's actually an online part of it and an in-person part as well that will be held down here in Kent. So if either of those feel relevant to you, they are mid to end of March. So take a look, and I would love to have you join me. I'd love to share the sessions with you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you being here, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day. Look forward to catching up with you next time.